There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Close to that, Kenny, I think, anyway.
The truth.
The truth. You can't handle the truth. Well, let's hope we can. In fact, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the 29th of July. Julius Caesar helped us get through the day and the night, or at least he wanted that to be a part of his legacy. That's why we have July and his pal, or I guess was Augustus his cousin, his son? What was there? It was Julius and Augustus, for whom July and August are named. I'm trying now to remember what their relationship was, whether it was brother or son. There's something. There's homework assignment, boys and girls. 888-302-3684. Figure out the relationship between July and August vis-a-vis Julius and Augustus Caesar, and we'll have a swell prize for you. How's that work for you? Hey, speaking of swell prizes, the prize is the football. Well, thankfully, a personality has trumped Donald Trump. Donald Trump is number 6 on the list today, and the Brady 4-game suspension is right at the top, number 2 or number 3 of items that will be in your ear through the course of, they haven't already been through the course of your ear and your brain. Commissioner Roger Goodell added that Brady arranged to have his cell phone destroyed as the investigation unfolded, and that's one of the reasons he said, "You're suspended." So Brady is nothing other than a cheat. I mean, not, I'm going to use the word crook, but a cheat. He's a cheap cheat. That's all he is.
Certainly how it looks.
Yeah. So the evidence, and not very smart either. If he didn't think somebody wasn't going to find out that he destroyed his cell phone or evidence in general, that's that. I have no respect for him anymore at all. None. I didn't really give a damn about him before, even though I'm a New Englander. I don't care about football. As a matter of fact, I quite dislike football and what it stands for. And this is just another. All he is a, he's like a cheap, crooked politician or cheap, crooked anything. He is cheap and crooked.
What it seems really stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ego. Do you know what it is? It's ego, Kenny. Just plain ego. The league said in a 20-page statement that its decision was based mainly on Brady's asking an assistant to destroy a cell phone that he had used before, during, and after the week of the game. The league said the phone's destruction eliminated what investigators believe were 10,000 texts.
Wow.
10,000?
Wow.
10,000? Wow.
Yeah.
And so Brady not obliged under the rules of the league to provide the material, but the fact that he failed to do so, compounded by the destruction of the phone, raised the question of obstructing the league's investigation. And he walked in there, cock of the walk, to Goodell's office, and when they asked for the appeal, people said, "Oh yeah, that's he won't have to have a suspension. He should be fired. He should be banned from the game." If Pete Rose gets banned from the game for what he did, how is this any different? How is this any, he's a cheat. People say, "Oh well, they do it all the time." That's crooked. That's cheating. So what do you have for comments? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day, Kenny.
Jason says, Brady destroyed his phone. That hardly sounds like the actions of an innocent man.
Right. What's that, Billy Joel? Isn't Billy Joel's song "An Innocent Man"?
Yeah.
"I am just an innocent man." New. All right, so what else have you got?
Benji says, this isn't even a question. They were caught cheating twice. I think they should impose the Pete Rolls rule on Brady and Belichick. No Hall of Fame for cheaters, period.
Uh-huh. I think that pretty much sums it up. Give me one more.
Barry says, which is less believable, that Patriots employees would deflate footballs without the quarterback's knowledge and consent, or that he just happened to want to get a new phone and destroy the old one right before meeting with Ted Wells?
He's a cheat and a crook and a liar and no good. He should get fired. What's Kraft going to do about this now? In the light of eternity, people pray, ah, who cares? Now, speaking of eternity, let's talk about your bucket list. You want to do that? Erwin Schorsch, who has a bit of expertise on creating bucket lists, next here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, buy one, get one 50% off on all HP Inc. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 2. Multi-packs count as 1. Ends 8-1.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
At Sam's Club, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And summer savings just got a little sweeter. Stop by your local Sam's Club and pick up limited time offers, like 3 pounds of red grapes for $4.98. That's just $1.66 per pound. And 6 packs of Sabra hummus and pretzel cups for $9.98. Keep tonight's dinner simple with a freshly prepared chicken parmesan and pasta dinner. Serves 4 for just $5.18 a pound. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a huge student discount, and you don't even need to be a student. Save up to 25% off qualifying products. Get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99. Select drumsticks, 10 pair for $10. An 88-key digital piano for just $199. Or a Newmark turntable for just $69. Don't miss Guitar Center's back to school savings now through Sunday.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Erwin Schorsch with us, who is the founder and president of Pennsylvania Capital Management. He founded Pennsylvania Management with an entrepreneurial vision to build a firm centered on focusing on the client first, which is something that a lot of people say they want to do, but they don't do. I'm going to guess that your success, Erwin, is because you've stuck to your guns, if you will. So, why is it that you, when you think about advising people, I suppose, about their financial goals, there is a look toward what do you want to have at the end of the line? Is that what this is all about, prioritizing things so that when you go, it isn't a mess? Or is it about the person before he or she goes enjoying the fruits of his or her labor?
Doug, it's both. In my 30 years of advising clients, what we find is that clients very often ignore the whole idea of their bucket list and what's really meaningful in life. And we encourage them to start early. Don't wait till you're 60 or 70. Start enjoying your bucket list when you're in your 20s and 30s.
Even what are examples? With the movie that had Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson in it, I think started all of this, although we, I suppose, talked about bucket lists. I'm in my 60s. I have no, I haven't anything really. I mean, I've sort of in my mind know what I want to do and what I would like to do. But those things, those plans change, and it would seem to me that would be the problem. If you start too early trying to plan for all of these things, life has a strange way of intercepting the ball and going in different directions. So might you not be shooting yourself in the foot if you start this too soon?
Well, I think our view is enjoy those that are relevant at each stage of life rather than make up this long list that you eventually want to do. For example, even if you're on a skinny budget, you can look at Airbnb and find a spot in Napa. Mm-hmm. You could use your frequent flyer miles to book a flight and go to a series of vineyards, which might be on your bucket list, on a very narrow budget, and cross that off your list by putting together the different tools in your chest.
So what might those be for the average person?
Well, the wine tour in Napa, it might be
the tools in your chest. What do you have to have for resources?
The tools.
Yeah.
The tools really are several. First of all, if you're married or you have a significant other, get together and decide together what it is that you really want to accomplish so you can begin saving for it. Meaning you need the concepts, and then you need to write them down, and then you begin to need to take some of your funds and allocate them. We also encourage your listeners to develop a strong sense of financial literacy, meaning that they can understand the concepts of dollar cost averaging and funding Roth accounts, Roth IRAs that they can use later in life where the money can continue to defer tax-free while they're on the journey.
Mm. I don't think most people even understand. They say they may have them. I bet you that most people don't even understand what that is.
Well, I think there are many good books, whether it's the Standard & Poor's Guide to Money and Investing or other quick reads with lots of pictures that everyone can understand to begin to develop that financial literacy I mentioned a few moments ago.
Some of the people who are into this planning mode and may have invested in things like Alibaba, or they have somebody like you who invests in that sort of thing, and then you see what the realities are of the Chinese stock market, and you see the ups and downs in our stock market, and people think it's just a game, and the only people who win are those who are in charge of investing the money, not the people who actually whose money it is.
If you were to take a broader approach rather than picking a China or a Germany or another specific country and invest in a broad basket of funds, maybe an index fund or a good broad-based ETF, and you did your investing systematically, $50 a week or some such approach, as long as you start early, you'll still get there, meaning you'll still be able to fund these bucket list items. At least this has been our experience with clients over the last 30 years.
So there's a difference between a bucket list and a wish list then?
Well, the difference between the bucket list and the wish list is wishes typically don't come true.
Ah.
But your bucket list, where you systematically work toward accomplishing them one at a time, can very well come true, and we would encourage your listeners to develop that bucket list.
All right.
And then make it happen.
So anybody who would like to find out how you can create and then make it happen, that is, create and make your creation come true, go to PCMAdvisors.com, right? PCMAdvisors.com.
Doug, there's also 40 articles they can read on irvinshorsch.com, my blog, to help them get there.
S-C-H-O-R-S-C-H. Thank you, Irvin. Good to have you here with that information on. Good day.
The paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
The dead keep on trucking, toasting the pay-per-view record for live music shows set by the Backstreet Boys, Jennifer. Yeah, go back to 1999 for this. More than 400,000 subscribers have paid to watch one or all of the Dead's five Fare Thee Well concerts via cable or satellite or online streaming. According to Variety Magazine, the Dead's five-night concert presentation grossed $52.2 million in ticket sales. The Dead's 400,000-plus views are a big jump over the 90s Backstreet Boys, 160,000 views. Let's see here. To be fair, to go back to that point, Backstreet Boys were the first to hit the 100-plus mark for paying customers.
Let's be fair to the Backstreet Boys.
Let's be fair to the Backstreet
Boys. Come on.
The Dead Show is available on YouTube, Dish Network, DirecTV, Verizon, Fios, and AT&T, ranged in single-show prices from $19.95 to $29.95, with a package deal available at $109.95. You'd pay that kind of money to watch the
Dead? Yeah, you get a group of people together, and they all split it up, yeah. $20 each or something like that. You know what's interesting about this is the same people probably paid for both tickets, because with the Grateful Dead, now it's these, 50-year-old...
Or more.
Right. 60-year-old. Yeah. And it was their kids who bought the Backstreet Boys. So the parents paid for the Backstreet Boys thing, and then now are paying again for the Grateful Dead.
Huh. Interesting observation. The five concerts, two of them are from Santa Clara, California, three from Chicago, available via pay-per-view until the 2nd of next month, which would be next Sunday. So... there you go. The Grateful Dead smoking the Backstreet Boys.
And anything else they can get their hands on.
Right.
And the couch, if you
hey
want them.
Hey, man, this Backstreet Boys tape is great.
You want to know? Here's something good. The book, the long-lost book by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Being published today after being found along with some other manuscripts in his home in La Jolla.
Isn't it called I Want to Go See a Man About a Horse or something?
What pet should I get?
Oh. I want to go see a man about a horse.
That's probably true in your world. Written between 1958 and 1962, somewhere in there, by Theodore Seuss Giesel. That was Dr. Seuss. And two other books based on his material are going to be published as well. So that'd be good Christmas stuff. They'll be out around Christmas time, I think, Kenny, if I'm not mistaken.
It's out today.
That's out today, but the other two books I'm talking about. The other two. Didn't they find those other two manuscripts they're trying to get ready for Christmas?
No, it's just the one new one. That's out today.
Yeah, but did they find a couple of other manuscripts?
No.
What they doing? You sure?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Huh. Sadly, my kids are just past the Dr. Seuss age now.
Hmm. No, I'm looking at the New York Times article. It says two other books based on the rediscovered material are due to be published this year.
There you go.
Hmm. All right.
Very exciting stuff.
That never happens where Ken is wrong and Doug is right.
Well, it's not often.
You should write this down.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Ken is always right.
He is.
Sorry about that.
Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking are trying to put an end to artificial intelligence, calling for a worldwide ban on autonomous weapons. That is, robots who are capable of killing without human operators. These have been created. Did you know that? It's sort of like cell technology, creating a human being on a ship somewhere in the middle of the ocean, that these sorts of things have been created by the military-industrial complex, kind of like an episode of Star Wars, right, with the troops that are all computer-controlled, and they apparently are close to being...
Or Skynet from the Terminator.
Yeah, okay. That's not a pleasant thought. Okay, let's have some pleasant thoughts. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believed the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Stephen Good Day program focused on all the broken news instead of breaking. Got it? It's 33 after. I think I said that already. Ken Kessler and Doug Stephan are here on the Wednesday program. A dentist from Minnesota is facing lots of backlash. He hunted and killed a lion in Zimbabwe. Is this the story of the beheading and shaving the head and skinning it? Is this the guy?
Yeah, and it's even worse. He paid like $50,000.
Really?
And
I knew dentists overcharged.
And the lion was on a like a preserve.
Aye.
And they so they got a dead animal that they put at the back of their cart and coaxed the lion out.
Really?
And then shot it.
They should be shot. People like that. Aye, man.
Yeah.
All right. I want to say hi to Robert James, one of our commentating, is that a good word? Commentating Facebook listeners? Because that's what it's about, commenting on the news. We're here to talk about what's going on in the world and to have you and Kenny and me and whoever else is around thinking things out. Speaking of thinking, Carlos Santana's birthday is today. He's 68. He's responsible for our thought of the day, posted at DougStephan.com. Most people are prisoners thinking only about the future or living in the past. They are not in the present, and the present is where everything begins. My God, that guy is. I was thinking, looking at concerts that are going on around me in the month of August, and I thought, do I want to or not? After reading that, yes.
Yeah.
Let me go and watch him. I'm responsible for lots of good pop music over the years, for sure. The Doug Good Day program is approachable and reachable at 888-302-3684. I gave you the facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com. Healthcare spending. A lot of people will be talking about this today. Think about the past 6 years. And health care. People say we had those who didn't have insurance. Now we have it. We're welcome. This is a great relief. Thank you, Barack Obama. Okay. That's all right. Kenny, you've had good luck with your procurement, and the price hasn't gone bananas for you. Not yet, anyway. Well, there are a lot of people who are complaining, and believe me, more people are going to start complaining because of what we will be spending. The economic growth of our country is at about, 3-4%, I think, at the moment. In the next decade, the government forecasts that the amount of money spent on health care will increase as much as 10% a year. By 2019, midway through the next president's term, health care spending will be increasing at a rate between 10 and 16% in some sectors, 4 to 6% in other sectors, which has been, this is sort of what is pretty amazing about this. It's a regional thing. Like where Kenny is in California, healthcare costs are pretty much, or I was going to say, pretty, oh, they're already higher than the East Coast and the West Coast. Hello, what else is new? Have higher healthcare costs than those of you who live in the center of the country. That's just kind of the way it is. I don't have an explanation for that, except pretty much everything on the East Coast and the West Coast is more expensive, right? Starting with Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, you go down the coast, not so much the case in Florida, but certainly the Northeast, and then the Southwest to South Central. San Diego is not. Los Angeles, not. San Francisco is. Seattle, wildly expensive. Portland, sort of mediocre. I guess it depends on what healthcare services you have. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I'm not looking at it from that point of view, but it'd be a good investigative report, wouldn't it? To look at why, because Boston has some of the best healthcare facilities in the country, as does New York, the Washington area, certainly, I think more Baltimore because of Johns Hopkins and the related health industries that are there. But where is there, what health industry is there in Florida other than, you know, the ancillary stuff that supports the waiting room for God, as they call it. Not offensive, ladies and gentlemen who live in Florida. I'm not trying to be offensive, but that's what it is. And then you go over to the West Coast. What healthcare facility is in San Diego or Southern California? UCLA is in L.A. What is there that is around where you are, Kenny, that might contribute to good or better healthcare at a reasonable cost? Is there? I'm just drawing a blank on trying to remember what's there.
I'm not really sure. I don't have anything to compare it with. Before I came here, healthcare was always through work.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't really pay any attention. It just automatically happened.
Yeah. The forecast that came out from the Office of the Actuary in the Health and Human Services Department, who would have thought there was something like that, but I suppose, you know, when you got 4 million people working for you, there's room for an actuary in the Health and Human Services Department. The report is not great news, says economist Douglas Holtz, who's president of the American Action Forum, which is a think tank. The main point is that the bill will continue to grow faster than the economy. And I do think that's the main point. So is that bad news? More people, there's good news and bad news here. I'm not one of these people who thinks that all this was horrible, because I think more people being entitled to health care is a good thing. However, I don't like the health care options that we have because we don't have any preventative health care. Nothing is improved in what's offered. Only thing that's improved is to whom it is offered. Is that a sentence that makes sense? The health care is not better. It's just available to more people.
Right.
So that's part of what makes this a very interesting conversation. Speaking of health care, do you know what your cholesterol numbers are? And do you know why for some they're important and for others they are not? Dr. Jack Stockwell on that here on Good Day in a moment.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15, see store or staples.com for details.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty Boston Massive. We're sponsored.
Musicians, it's back to school time at Guitar Center. Guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Time to get the school gear you really want. This weekend, we're giving you a huge student discount, and you don't even need to be a student. Save up to 25% off qualifying products. Get deals like a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99, the Dario electric guitar strings, 10 sets for $29, concert ukuleles only $79, or Tokajeme drums, just $25. Don't miss Guitar Center's back to school savings now through Sunday.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Are you half Irish, a quarter Italian? With Ancestry DNA, you can find new and fascinating details about your ethnic origins. And from now until Saturday, Ancestry DNA is offering an unheard-of discount off DNA kits when you visit TryAncestryDNA.com. It's the lowest price ever for Ancestry DNA. Connect with distant relatives around the world. Visit TryAncestryDNA.com now through Saturday. It's only at TryAncestryDNA.com. That's TryAncestryDNA.com.
Hi, let's get to work here. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack as we call him, is a noted chiropractor, practices the NUCCA method, NUCCA, in Salt Lake City. He also has developed, along with his wife, very talented medical researcher, the Forbidden Doctor News, which comes in a podcast every week. Sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you will get not necessarily the medical news of the week, because you can get that anywhere. This is a way of dealing with a medical problem that you won't find anywhere else. What's the focus this week for the hundreds of thousands of people that have signed up so far for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter?
The Forbidden Diabetes Cure.
Forbidden Diabetes Cure. Diabetes.
Usually within 30 to 60 days, over with.
Diabetes is done.
Yep.
So, absolutely. Diabetes tendency toward it, is this, there are two stages of diabetes, right? Two kinds
of
diabetes.
Well, there's type 1 that now research is showing that you can grow new beta cells that produce insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Type 1 for a long time was just usually with children who were born with the inability to produce insulin. And then type 2 is what comes on later on after a life of sugar. Remember, they used to call this sugar diabetes.
Yes, they did.
And the sugar industry got a little upset with that because they didn't want people to stop eating sugar, which, of course, is the number one cause of diabetes.
Yep.
Just burning out the pancreas, which is why we've put out our new enzymes to deal with that.
All right. So there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Forbidden Doctor newsletter, ForbiddenDoctor.com. One of the things that when we're talking here about diabetes, you think about the treatments for things. What causes cholesterol? Is it carbohydrates? It's plaque? Where does that come from? There's a whole long story. But in its usual superficial way, the FDA last week announced that it had a new way to treat cholesterol, a drug called Praluent, I believe that's how you pronounce it, which is supposed to, I don't know, but all these drugs that we have around to limit cholesterol. What's the best way in your mind, your experience, been a medical practitioner for decades? What do you tell people who ask you, Dr. Jack, how do I get rid of cholesterol? Or I have, my LDL is too high, which is the bad cholesterol, the HDL, which is good, isn't high enough. What do we do about that?
That's all fantasy to begin with. In order, you know, the idea of trying to stop the liver from providing one of its most important life-saving functions, the production of cholesterol, is just absolute madness.
What's the relationship of cholesterol to plaque?
Well, what happens is that when you have a dietary intake that causes constant inflammation to the bloodstream in the sense of irritating the linings of the blood vessels, mm-hmm. and that kind of a diet is overprocessed carbohydrates and high sugar intake. There are people who may have as much as 3/4 to a pound of sugar a day in their diet and all the hidden sugars they don't know they're consuming. And sugar causes constant release of insulin, causes the pancreas to burn out that produces insulin, so you're either getting too much out of control or not enough, but that constant flow of insulin through the bloodstream irritates the walls of the blood vessels, and so your body is in a constant state of trying to repair rather than rebuild the system. And so cholesterol, the body is using cholesterol as a band-aid to lay down on the lesions of the blood vessels that are irritated by this constant presence of insulin. And so it's Mary gives the analogy of the ambulance. Is the ambulance going to the scene of the accident, the bad ambulance, or is the ambulance coming from the scene of the accident to the hospital, the bad ambulance? I mean, it's absolutely nuts. Your body needs LDL, it needs HDL, it needs, and to divide the two is to try to create an idea out there that somehow there's a bad cholesterol, which is utter nonsense. The cholesterol is showing up after the accident. It's like you go to an accident and a car's gas tank rips open and there's gasoline all over the street and somebody said, oh, it must be gasoline that caused this problem. So cholesterol became a problem back in the 80s when they finally had a drug to force the liver to stop making cholesterol.
So is this an example of a solution to a problem that doesn't exist?
Absolutely. Lipitor was the, and may still be, the number one selling drug in the world, not just America. If you go to the website spacedoc.com, that's the website of the cardiologists who take care of America's astronauts. And they think this cholesterol stuff is utter nonsense. The astronaut's cholesterol has to be up to a certain level or they won't let him anywhere near going up to the International Space Station.
Really?
Absolutely.
What's that number?
Oh, it's over 250.
Over 200. Really?
Yeah, it's over 250.
Wow.
And the older you get, the higher your cholesterol needs to be. You have over 50 hormones involved with your emotional life that have cholesterol as the substrate.
Right. So here's the, you just said something you said a lot of things that were important, but in terms of cholesterol and diabetes and sugar and the things that come from carbs, bread, pies,
yes,
cakes,
yes,
cookies,
yeah,
anything sugar, candy, that kind of stuff. Those things, and there was a story I saw last week about high soda intake and how that boosts the risk for diabetes. These are all duh things, and they'd be more duh if we had a health course, health education in our public schools so that youngsters would actually, people going through school, would actually understand how their bodies work. How does food get you're right, nutrition.
Yes.
How does food get converted from the state it's in when you put it in your mouth to what it does when it's in your body?
Oh, you couldn't have said something more apropos today. Look at the explosive overweight problem that we have with just grade school kids.
Yeah.
And there's 1 in 3 Americans now that are considered not overweight, but obese. And it's this sugar stuff and the power of the sugar industry to cause the problem and the power of the pharmaceutical industry to sell you a cure for a manufactured problem is so overwhelming that it takes some real individual effort to find out the truth.
The truth is that it's a great way for a lot of people to make a lot of money. Stock in the drug companies that are selling this stuff goes higher every day because the problem is worse everywhere. Feeding people garbage, stock in those companies go up, and then there's a pill or some kind of drug to fix the problem created by what they fed you in the first place.
Well, our latest podcast on the forbidden diabetes cure goes into this very thing you're talking about.
Dr. Jack.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Tuna fish. What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it. Wait a minute, Chuck. Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise. Oh, this is good.
Call Sarkist.
I don't want to be a Budinsky, but what exactly is going on?
I don't know, some kind of debutante ball out on the island. Kid wants me to take him and his girlfriend.
And you're going
to
take one of the morgue vehicles?
Yeah.
It's a limo, ain't it? It's a limo for dead people. Did you see that, kid?
Tuna fish. What if you mix...
You wonder why I carry this tape recorder?
It's to tape things.
See, I'm an idea man, Chuck, right? I get ideas all day long. I can't control them. It's like they come charging in. I can't even fight them if I want to, you know? So I stay them in here, and that way I never forget them. See what I'm saying?
Night Shift.
Every year.
Number one movie this week in 1982, recognizing the voice of Michael Keaton, some of the other characters. Great movie. It doesn't seem possible that it was 1982, though. Wow. This is Quarter Flash with movie music as we get started with movie moments. Chuck Curry has movie news in a matter of moments here. So as the excitement continues, the anticipation builds for Chucker, who's next here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, Chuck. You always love to have as much time as possible. You now have 2 hours and 13 minutes to give us movie news.
I appreciate that. I was just going to say, after listening to Clips of Night Shift, do you know what major movie star, especially in the 80s and 90s, who's still very active today, had his first screen appearance at Night Shift, had about 1 minute of screen time, specifically in the party scene at the morgue?
Yes.
It was Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. When they pull out the casket, he's the one.
And the funny thing is, it's always the same when you look at actors in their early work when they're unknowns. When you look at them at that film, it's sort of hard to picture he would have become a major star in the business. Very thin, sort of really, really thin and gaunt in that movie in his early 20s.
Yeah, he's playing a dead guy.
Just
almost.
Thought I'd bring that up. Some other movie news of interest. Thank you, Advanced Buzz, really, really good. On Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, the fifth installment in the Mission Impossible franchise, starring Tom Cruise, that opens this Friday. Say what you want about Tom Cruise, but the guy brings his A-game to every project and really works hard on making sure the finished product is as good as can be. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So also some really good buzz on Steve Jobs, the movie titled Steve Jobs, starring Michael Fassbender. It's going to play at a few film festivals this coming week, but I read an early review and they say that the movie's outstanding, hits theaters in October. Other news, Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne, and Zac Efron will all return for a sequel to the comedy hit Neighbors. That film, which came out last year, was produced on an $18 million budget, did $268 million worldwide.
Yeah.
That's what you call a nice profit.
Yeah, that is very good. All right,
Hugh Jackman currently filming his last appearance as a superhero character, Wolverine, in the third standalone Wolverine movie that will come out in 2017.
Why isn't the last?
I guess he feels he's getting a little bit old for the role and decided this is going to be his last.
Harder for him to cash those checks. He can't endorse them because he can't write because he's so old? Or what's the deal?
No. Just that character of Wolverine. Right. You know, he's got to muscle up big time to play that role.
Yep. All right. On this date in 2000, The Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps debuted with Eddie Murphy, who played most of them, didn't he? If I remember.
He did. Those were pretty funny movies.
Was that one of his last good ones, do you think?
Yeah, in terms of really funny, yeah, probably.
Right. Also on this date, 1995, The Net, starring Sandra Bullock and Dennis Miller. Movie. Remember that?
Man, she looks hot. She just had a...
Yeah. I didn't like that movie, though.
Why did you like that movie?
I thought it was flat. It didn't work for me. I know it made money, though. It did well.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember it, actually. I remember Waterworld. It came out the same day.
Where her identity gets stolen and she's on the run the whole...
Oh. Yeah, okay, got it, yep. All right, thank you, Richie. Thank you, Kenny. Thank you, Chucker. Thank you, Jennifer, for making this hour memorable on the Doug Stefford Good Day program. It's 59 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.